You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
Oh, good morning, everyone. How are we feeling?
Good morning to you and yours as well.
Good morning. Around Happy Wednesday. It is Wednesday, isn't it?
It certainly is. Okay, let's get it. Come on now.
Short week. Ari is ready and alert.
Yes, I'm ready to leave for the weekend. Ready to do something for the weekend.
Well, already.
Yeah, I'm pumped up. I'm like on a roll at the moment of like doing extracurricular activities.
Oh, what are you up to?
Well, it's Wednesday night. You can go Argyle House tonight.
No.
Old Fanny's.
No.
It goes off on a Wednesday.
The Kent, maybe.
Kent will go off on a Wednesday night as well.
Actually, the Kent's not bad. I went there over the weekend just for a pre-drink. It was lovely.
Yeah. I'm telling you, Ari, you don't have to wait till the weekend to do these extracurricular activities, as you coin them.
I'm hoping to line up a bit of Spiegel tent watching, though, this week. So, very excited to go and
see
that.
Ooh, that does sound fancy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a bit fancy. Than the Kent.
Whoa. Who would argue that?
I don't know. I've heard that. Now the grapevine somewhere.
Yeah, okay.
Those not my words.
Those are purely rumours though, right?
I'll tell you what. Yesterday, the Bozzies out in force again in Cameron Park.
Mate, Pass they're not
oval.
That bad.
Well, they are. Okay. I was out there.
You know what? Cameron Parkians would have you believe they're not that bad.
Yes.
But Stephen, you are saying the opposite.
Well, I finished training and we're having a little debrief in front of the coaches.
Sure.
And there was
Stephen, you've done so well again.
Nah, as a team. And there was, you know, I reckon probably a 4x4 centimetre radius on my thigh.
Ew.
4 mosquitoes.
Ew.
One slap got them all.
One slap, 4 mosquitoes.
4 mosquitoes.
I don't think that's ever been done before.
Well, that's when you know they're bad. When
I there's think a fair that might be a record.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if anyone could beat that.
4967 4105. Have you ever killed more than 4 mosquitoes in one slap? Because, look, no one's ringing.
Oh, well, there you go. I hold the world record.
Congratulations. Suddenly loves world records again, eh?
Not true.
Okay.
Useless.
Oh, we'll see about that. I hope someone does read, because that'd be amazing.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So I think my ads on like Facebook and stuff are changing because of what I'm watching.
Okay. These are the ads targeted at you.
Yeah,
right?
That's right. Yeah, I've been watching all this Drive to Survive, catching up all the seasons.
Oh, yeah.
What a good show.
It is great. Here's what I've been targeted with, right? That in America, there's this like housing estate being set up. Instead of it on a golf course, you know, there's always houses on a golf course.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is houses on a racetrack.
They've built a racetrack
instead of a golf course. And if you're a motoring enthusiast, all these houses are there. The bottom floor, they're two-story houses, the bottom floor is all garage.
Yeah, lovely.
So it's like for motoring enthusiasts.
Oh, my God.
You live on a serene racetrack and you can have all the cars and tools you want.
Well, they're building that Lake Mac resort with
That's right.
The racetrack around it.
Yeah.
So do you reckon that they're going to have houses around that too?
Well, they don't. No plans yet, but.
Yeah, maybe you could put forth a suggestion.
Yeah,
millions. The only thing I'd say is it'd be loud. The noise would be outrageous, wouldn't
insane.
It?
You'd want double glazed windows at a minimum, wouldn't you?
An absolute Triple. Minimum. Yeah. And probably some, like, you know, big earmuffs in every room.
Acoustic insulation.
Hmm.
Well, that's all that planning ahead, though, you know? And you could, and like, in the true, I guess, if you're building a house where the whole bottom story is garage.
Hmm.
That's probably your least of your worries. That's probably what puts you to sleep at night, you know? Those true motoring enthusiasts, they love that stuff.
Okay, that's a very cute little noise you're making
Is
there.
That putting you guys to sleep?
Let's do one more time. Hang on, I'll turn the music down. One more.
Neil.
You know what?
Actually, it's kind of cute when he does it.
I know. I feel kind of relaxed now.
Maybe there's merit in it.
Yeah. It could be like white noise. Oh, well, look, that is something we could implement at the new Lake Mac one. Property developers are licking their lips.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you, love?
Good morning. I'm great, thank you.
You look nice and awake and fresh today.
Thank you. I'm sort of feeling.
All right, well, let's jump straight into our news headline. Something that's very serious that we do need to address, though. A teacher is facing allegations of sexual intercourse with a student in the Hunter. What's going on?
Yes, so police say a 39-year-old man will appear in court this month on 9 counts of sexual intercourse with a person under care age between 17 and 18.
Right, okay. Well, this is... Obviously, this is not...
That's a fancy way of saying right? Someone under care between 17 and 18.
Yeah, the Maitland Catholic School.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Mm. Nothing good can come from this, can it?
No.
So they're in court at the moment. Is that what we're looking at here?
So they're going to be in court later this month. April 26, I believe, is the court date.
Okay. Mm. All right.
It'll be a story that I'm sure lots of people will be watching intently.
Yeah.
Because it does have that, and it happened to us when we first heard it when we came in this morning.
Yep.
That shock factor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can't believe stuff like that still happens and still happens so close to home.
That's right.
Yeah, it does.
Everyone will be wanting to know as it unfolds all the details. From one serious story to another, the stats are out for the long weekend around the double demerits. Mm.
Yes. I always find these statistics very interesting. So
he's been naughty.
Yes, he's been naughty. So we have a 4-day double demerit period, which saw police nab more than 1,400 drivers misbehaving in the northern region.
Is that all? They're not all drivers from our region, though. They're just ones that have been nabbed in our region,
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly. Okay. So they could be holiday goers. They could be from
probably
the region.
Probably.
Wrong with our people here in the Hunter?
Yeah, it wouldn't have been us locals, surely.
No, it wouldn't have been ours. But the statistics are pretty interesting. So there was 2,200 drug tested, and there was 88 people blew over the legal limit for drink driving in our area. Mm. But actually, statewide, I found it really interesting. There was 295 people charged for drink driving and 863 positive for drugs.
Oh, for goodness sake. Stop partying too hard, everyone. Be smarter.
You know, the only people who didn't enjoy their long weekend are the police force. All of them worked. You put in leave, unlucky.
Yeah.
There were that many cars knocking about. No, they're out in force.
You're never getting the Easter long weekend off if you're a police person, are you?
Mm-hmm.
It's just never going to happen. Look, all I can say is that the more people safe, the better. I don't know if double demerits work. I don't really know.
Probably not.
But it hasn't deterred that many people, has it?
I often question that. But I guess the fact that we're talking about road safety, it means it's having some effect, maybe in the right direction.
Oh, look at your mature career.
UFM. The Novos.
One of the latest trends that's kind of happening across America, the US at the moment, this time has nothing to do with like a food fad or fashion in particular. I'm actually talking about purchasing the latest product being sold by former President Mr. Donald Trump.
Right. Has he got another, you know, poorly put together cap or something, does he?
Well, nearly. No.
Or a golf resort.
Well, not to play on that pun, but he has put his business hat on once again. His version of a Bible. He's selling Bibles.
Don't you get them for free?
Yeah.
You can.
Yes. When he says he's a version of a Bible, is it the Bible like in
according to him, in its
pure literature sense? Like, is it the same as the original Bible, just he's put a hardcover with his face on it, or has he changed up the stories?
That would be very funny. Well, both situations would be hilarious. No, he hasn't changed up the stories per se, but he's included a few things. So his version is called God Bless the USA Bible, which is selling for around $90.
Yep, brilliant. Yeah. Lovely.
Within it also includes the US Constitution and other founding documents. So it's basically, you know, his slogan, Make America Great Again. Mm. It's like, make America pray again. That's his slogan around this
also,
kind of product.
I love how he's picked the two things that are copyright free, you know, the Constitution and the Bible, and gone, we'll sell this because I don't have to pay for any copyright.
I think he could be doing himself a disservice by educating his potential voters.
Wow.
I feel like, I feel like some of the people who perhaps would, you know, love Trump and are devoted to him unconditionally, perhaps maybe don't have the best sense of what is going around, you know, in the country. I think he's doing himself a disservice by educating them.
I actually think it's quite a smart marketing ploy as well for his re-election campaign because he's trying to get the Christian voters in. I think that's what this is all about.
Is he a religious man?
Don't know. I'd highly doubt it.
On paper, maybe.
Yeah. Right. He's been confirmed in the church or something like that,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, he's been spotted in one once, probably.
Probably.
Those are pure allegations, having never seen him there myself.
But,
yeah.
You know, this could actually work out quite well for him, though. Every other product that he's released before, though, has pretty much sold out, like fragrances.
He'll sell millions.
Yeah, that's right. So he's actually quite smart. I don't know how he does it, but he does it.
The cult around him.
Now, do you guys think that this is a ploy to try and, I guess, gain votes? Or do you think he's trying to pay off that debt he's got, all these, you know, real estate mogul debts he's got at the moment?
Yes.
Kill two birds with one stone. Yeah, both.
Both.
Yeah.
Because he definitely needs to get some money somehow.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So be alert, while the weather is getting cooler, the snakes are still about. One of my friends down the Central Coast starts up his mower on the long weekend to do a bit of mowing.
Uh-oh.
And out from the, it's like a push mower, slithered straight out. There'd been one hiding under the mower.
Would give you such a fright.
You'd scream and run.
You're standing right there next to it and it just slithers right past your red belly black snake. About a meter and a bit, meter and a half, something. Good length to it.
Don't like snakes.
Big fat one. Been building up its strength all summer.
So what happened to it? Did you see it again?
It took off, yeah.
Took off
into the bush.
So no conclusion? Didn't call up, you know, wildlife catchers or anything like that?
Just nothing to do, really. Yeah. Just let it go.
Live and let live, I suppose.
It, really. He was lucky. He got, you know, that went past him and didn't go, oh, bite that on the way past.
All's well.
Take a chunk out of that.
Ends well. I'm not sure if you guys heard, but I was away over the long weekend.
Camping. Yeah.
Have I mentioned that to you guys yet?
Yeah, you sure?
Times. He's
such a show-off, isn't he, Ari? So he's a big showboating guy.
At the conclusion of the long weekend, I was driving back to Nui from the Blue Mountains, and I was driving through that industrial area in Sydney. I think it's called the Sydney Business Park.
Yeah.
It's where that IKEA and that is there.
Yeah.
Anyway, I noticed as I was driving through there, a lot of new estates, like cookie cutter type houses, they all look the same. You know, black roof, black driveway, all that kind of stuff. And Siobhan remarked to me as we were driving through that area about how all these people are complaining about global warming and then building houses like that.
That's the thing. When they're so, I guess, close together and, like, honestly, they're often cheaply built.
Yes.
Then they're not the most, I guess, thermodynamic or whatever. They don't keep the right temperature.
No, that would mean not extra as much work for the tradies.
Well, this is not something I've thought about before, but you know sometimes when you see something, you can't stop seeing it?
Yeah.
Like, so for the rest of the drive all the way back to Newcastle, and in Newcastle as well, I kept seeing all these houses, black driveway, black roof, and they were all new builds.
Yeah.
So it must be some sort of trend that's happening at the moment.
Yeah,
must
uniformity.
It must be the in thing to have, like, dark roofs. Anyway, what Siobhan said about global warming stuck with me. So I was doing a bit of research, and apparently there is some new data out from UNSW in Western Sydney, which suggests a darker coloured roof could be driving up the power bills of New South Wales homeowners by at least 38%.
I believe.
38%.
Yeah.
So they reckon more power is required to cool what they're calling these absorbent houses. Basically, I guess we all know anecdotally that if you wear a black shirt,
it's hotter.
It gets hotter than where if you wear a white shirt. It attracts the heat, I suppose.
Well, that's what I was always taught before I started buying, like, my first car, is never buy a black car. It attracts the heat.
Yeah, in the Australian summer, it's unbearable, isn't it?
Well, so you're saying this is the exact same thing as houses?
Same principle applies to your house. So, some more numbers to put this into context. Last year, the average household in New South Wales spent over $1,800 on electricity. The research claims that a lighter coloured cool roof could reduce energy bills by $700.
Oh.
Per year.
That's annually. Yeah, $700 annually.
And you know that's going to go up.
Like, well, that's as power bills go up, your savings go up as well.
Yeah, well, spendings, really.
Yeah, yeah, well, guess how you look at it. Half, yeah. Half glass half empty over there, but primo.
Well, yeah, if you've got a lighter colour roof, though, you'll save even more money, isn't it?
Oh, no, I guess just it's something I've never thought about before.
No.
So just a PSA, if you are looking to, you know, move into a new place, because this applies for rentals as well, or maybe looking to buy, it might be worth just having a look for the ones with the lighter coloured roof. Let's turn Newcastle into, like, you know, you saw the white rooftops in Greece and stuff.
Oh, isn't that beautiful? Can we do that here?
We've got the coastline to pull it off. Why don't we just get all the white roofs, turn Newcastle into, you know, a little mini Greece.
Well, good little, I like it. Good little business there, roof painting as well.
Mm.
Looking
for a side hustle.
Saving you money.
New FM.
The Novos.
A new item has just hit the fashion runways this year, and it looks identical to something that you can probably buy from, like, either Bunnings or the Reject Shop. Okay.
Right, okay.
This is interesting to me. You'll love it.
High fashion be high fashioning.
Well, that's it. Absolutely.
I'm trying to figure out what both the Reject Shop and Bunnings sell in common is what my brain's doing at the moment, struggling.
You'll understand once I tell you. So fashion house Balenciaga, which everybody knows, like, they are pretty much headliners for the most strangest items that they've brought out, right? They're in charge of, like, Crocs with the heel, the toolbox bag, and also that cargo jeans hybrid thing that they brought out ages ago.
All of it sounds awful.
Yeah, that's right. This takes the cake, though. So they've released a bracelet that looks exactly like a roll of clear packing tape with a label on the inside that just reads, Balenciaga adhesive made in France.
Oh.
So it is a roll of tape.
Is it actually a roll of tape, or is it?
Can you use it as tape?
Other materials?
Is it practical?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
So like if they've made something out of acrylic or whatever,
sure,
that looks like tape, that's kind of clever. But if they've just put a roll of tape, that is they are taking the mick.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've had a quick Google. And you are right, Ari. It looks like if you went to Bunnings Katara and you went down to the pack and move section,
yep,
got a big roll of that tape,
yep,
you've chucked that on your wrist.
That's right.
Probably, I don't know, without knowing the price of the Balenciaga one, I'm going to say probably a lot less expensive at Bunnings.
Well, you're probably right. So this makes me want to cry. The hefty price tag of $3,300 US.
No, it is not.
Which equates to over $5,000 for our Australian dollar.
Balenciaga.
It's disgusting.
They just are targeted at a different tax bracket, aren't they? Like, that is their market. Is it just a completely different tax bracket?
Yeah.
So the Bunnings Wrap and Move 48mm is a three-pack, so you can have one. We could all have one each.
Yeah.
For $4.50.
Oh,
that's Australian dollars as well,
Australian
not US.
So if we all put in, $1.50 each, we all get one.
I reckon that could go up in price, though, guys, if we, like, kind of put, you know, a label maker type thing, like, on the inside and just wrote, the Novos. That could sell for, like, $100 a pop.
Go down in value.
Go down in value,
I reckon.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
So here at the Sandgate Bunker, you wouldn't think that, you know, it sounds like a hot spot for people to be, you know, like a sightseeing area, would you?
The Sandgate Bunker?
Yeah,
they're not stopping here on the tour.
Not often.
So what was interesting yesterday on my way home from work here, it was probably about midday, I reckon, give or take. Anyway, I was heading along Walls End Road, heading home towards Cameron Park and whatever.
I reckon you finished about 10 o'clock yesterday, Ari.
I'm saying midday to make myself sound better.
Yeah, okay, working on midday. If that's the case, I finished about 2:30, I reckon. Yeah.
Anyway, so around the corner from Sandgate Cemetery, okay, work with me here. I saw a group of people, probably about at least 30 people walking along Walls End Road as tourists, taking photos, walking around, looking at, like, the weird kind of just regular businesses in the cemetery and whatever, just walking around.
That is odd.
That's something like to guarantee people never come back to our region, isn't it?
Also, why wouldn't you take them to, like, Honeysuckle?
That's it, yeah.
Something fishy going on there, I reckon.
Yeah, very strange.
That is odd.
tourist group in Sandgate. I've never heard of it, but it's a thing.
I can't believe that. What is there to see?
Did
it's actually nothing.
Well, different strokes for different folks is all I'll say.
Yeah.
Maybe they're, you know how you got like bird watchers and stuff?
Hmm.
Maybe they're mosquito watchers looking for different types of mosquitoes.
Yep.
Would make sense. We got the swamp here.
We've got the most
attractive.
The most in Newcastle.
Checking out the graveyard. Yeah, it's great.
Lots of mozzies. That is true.
Oh. I've got more questions than answers now. I think I'm so confused.
I think I felt driving past it. Like, what are you people doing?
Where are Newey's hidden toilets? Now, yesterday on the show, we heard, you know, in the news about this, I guess, they're building out this public toilet map, right?
I believe it's called the Great Dunny Hunt or something, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. You can. There's all these prizes to be won if you contribute where the toilets are, that sort of thing. But it got us talking about sometimes, you know, when you're, like, out and about, you discover like hidden public toilets that no one else knows about, that no one, I guess, thinks to use. Normally, you go to is like servos or whatever, but there are often
Maccas or something like
that's
that.
That's right.
Yeah.
There are often, like, I guess, I'm calling them toilets in a grey area. So they might be like privately owned, but they're like open to the public.
Right. Now, I feel like this is something that would apply to you two. More than I.
Why is that?
Just because you guys are busier than me.
Bowl, do we?
No, you're just busier than me. Like out and about, you have longer days. Like I tend to be at home more often than not.
Right.
So I feel like there's never like, you know, it's rare I'm at the house for like 12 hours at a time, whereas you guys are often always on the move.
Well, that's the thing. But like I'm like my mother in this regard, whereby whenever I'm out somewhere, doesn't matter if I'm here in Lake Macquarie, if I'm out in Newcastle, something like that, I always have to know where the next toilet is going to be. Whereabouts on my driving route there's a place to stop in because you just never know when nature calls.
So is it like is it like a safety blanket, is it?
Absolutely.
You feel more comfortable knowing there's a dunny nearby.
That's exactly right.
Interesting.
Yeah, well, and sometimes it's like, you know, in a office building or something like that, you know, along those lines, and you can just, there's no, maybe on the outside there's no signage, but you just, if you know where to go, you know where to go. I would like to start things off, right? City of Newcastle building. Now, this is, it's on the corner of Parry Street and Stewart Avenue, right in the city. If there's, obviously, the only thing in there is, like, at one end there's a library, which is not even well used.
Okay.
And then above it is, like, City of Newcastle offices. But if you just slip in there ground floor, lovely, very clean toilet, just letting you know.
Really?
Yep. It's like obviously not really posted on the outside or anything because they probably don't want you using it. But if you go in there, it's just there for the taking. Very, yeah, like I said, lovely, fancy, new, clean one.
Okay.
Well, that's what you need. You need to find the toilets that are scarcely used.
Yes.
They tend to be the cleanest ones as well. One I used to use all the time while I was living in the Merriweather Share House.
Yeah.
Is there's this little toilet tucked away. Honestly, there's no signage for it or very little signage for it in the Junction Shopping Centre.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about, actually.
You got to, like, keep walking past the I think it's Coles in there or whatever.
Basically, keep going
Keep going in this little kind of... They're always in a hallway for some reason. Going in this little hallway, not signed at all.
Yep.
And you'll find yourself pretty lux because it's it's scarcely used, so it's quite clean.
Interesting. Well, I have one as well. This is coming from like many years ago when I used to work at the reject shop at Glendale, right? So the supercenter there has about 3 to 4 different toilets around the supercenter.
Yeah.
But there's this one that's kind of tucked away in between where the old kind of Godfrey store is and like JB Hi-Fi there. And it was like, in this tiny little corner down this corridor, like what you said.
Yeah, they're always in a corridor.
Yeah. There was barely anyone who would ever go down there because nobody knew that there was a hallway down there.
There you go.
Yeah.
This is what we're after. Like, obviously, they don't have to be fully secret, but maybe it's like a top tier one around Newcastle. 4967-4105. Where is your secret hidden toilet? The more secret and hidden, the better,
your
I guess.
Your toilet sanctuary almost.
Yeah.
A little escape place.
Well, we're asking you to give that up. Where are your secret hidden toilets? Now, I didn't think we'd get any because I thought everyone's going to keep this, you know, close to their chest.
Yeah,
exactly. They're going to keep their secret. But we do have somebody who wants to reveal it for a prize. Good morning, John in Haddon Greeter. Where's your hidden toilet?
Good morning. I think I gave him the wrong place, but I'll correct it now.
Yeah.
It's Napoli Central in King Street.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If you just head up towards the further top of town on your right hand side, there's a little door there that automatically opens for you when you get close enough.
Is it really?
What?
Yeah.
So that's the Italian restaurant there,
yeah,
right?
Right in the city.
Yeah, the Italian, Napoli Central. Yeah.
So if you just keep going, is it along King Street or is it the little street next to it?
It's right next to Napoli.
Oh, wow.
It's right in between Napoli and the next shop. It's not a shop, it's a business.
Mm. Wow.
Opens up automatically for you and you just walk up a little ramp. There's male and female toilets in there.
That is
interesting.
That is magical with an opening door as well. I mean, I didn't think we'd get any, but I feel like we've been treated to a little dose of magic this morning.
Oh, well, I mean, we'll all be better off for that information, I think.
Thank you to John in Haddon Greeter. He lives out that way. That's why he can give out a city one.
Yeah.
105.3 UFM. The Novos. Lowest to Lux.
Now, our player for today is Lisa from Cardiff. Hi, Lisa. How are you doing?
I'm good. Yourself?
Very good. Now, I'm going to give you three things. If you can put them in order from cheapest to most expensive, we'll give you the prize straight up.
Okay.
Yeah, so trust me, this is a good deal. Because you just got to use your wit and you don't have to beat anyone else, all right?
Okay, no worries. I'll give it a go.
Okay, all right.
All right, we can do this.
Quizmaster Ari, are you ready?
I am ready. I've done a quick scramble.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, so your first item is going to be the Apple iPhone 15 in the colour blue, 128 gigabytes from Harvey Norman. That's your first item.
All right, nice iPhone.
Okay, next you have the Ben & Jerry's ice cream tub from Woolies, rather, at Glendale. And then you have a Kia Sorento S-Petrol four-wheel drive.
All right. So we've got an iPhone, we've got Ben & Jerry's ice cream tub, and we've got a Kia Sorento. What are your thoughts, Lisa and Cardiff?
Okay. Are they cheapest to dearest?
Yes. Yes.
So name your cheapest to your most expensive.
Okay. Ben & Jerry's.
That's the good brand. Are you sure you want to lock that in?
Yep. Right, lock that one in.
All right. Yep.
Okay.
The iPhone.
Okay. You think that's the second most expensive?
Okay.
Yep. And the Kia Sorento.
All right.
Oh, God. Your funeral. All right. If that's what you want to do, no worries.
All right.
All right. So it's time to reveal the prices. So starting. Now, you said the cheapest was the Kia, yeah?
I'm joking.
All right, take it away, Ari. Let's reveal these prices.
So your Ben & Jerry's ice cream tub in the half-baked flavour from Woolies is going to cost you $10.
Okay, so you need the new iPhone to cost more than
$10. 128 gigabyte, the iPhone 15. $1,287 from Harvey Norman.
Oh, now this is good because you're two for two here. They're in order.
Yep.
Will the new Kia be more than that?
The four-wheel drive, the S-Petrol Sorento, is going to cost you $50,680.
Oh, yes! You beauty! Only local winners. Congratulations. You are off to Rip It Golf an hour at Simbay for four people. Well done.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. We are the home of only local winners. God, we make it easy, don't we?
We've seen this kick before. It's Auckland. It is a try. It's a delightful Newcastle try. Threatening to blow this game apart. Takes it. Oh, he might have just done it. Absolutely gorgeous for the night.
Yeah,
Yeah, the Knights back home this weekend, Friday night actually, against the Dragons in what is an absolutely blockbuster clash ahead of said fixture. We've got Knights new recruit Kai Pierce-Paul joining us on the line. A belated welcome to Newcastle from us to you, mate.
Hey guys, how you doing?
We're very well, thanks.
Better chatting to you.
Yes.
Obviously, you're a fair way from home at the moment. Easter just gone. Did the club do anything, you know, for the players around Easter?
Well, it was a bit tricky, really, because we were away in New Zealand, obviously for Easter Sunday, and I'm playing on the day as well. So you sort of forgot about it really until after the match when you're sort of checking social media and stuff, but. Yeah, nothing special really. It was sort of a bit of travel we had to do and stuff like that as well. You know, two flights there and back. So
did you manage to like? Can you sneak like a cream egg or something after the game? Chocolate? The dietitians allow that sort of stuff.
Yeah. To be fair, the boys we went out after and got a few little snacks, some Easter snacks to have a little celebration after the game. So that was nice.
Lovely, that's beautiful. And yeah, welcome to the club, welcome to Newcastle. You've made your debut for the Knights like only a few weeks ago. Talk us through how you found, I guess, your start to the season with the club.
Yeah, no, it was pretty special for me, really. Especially because the club actually flew my family out as well to come watch my debut. So
lovely.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was their first time in Australia too, and you know, my first time obviously playing in the Mac Jones Stadium, which was amazing. Almost a sellout, I think, as well, so the atmosphere was just different, and to have my family in the crowd as well was just, you know, extra special for me.
That is nice. Now, I've got to admit, I've done a little Instagram stalk on you, and I've seen that you've done a bit of mountain climbing. Have you ascended any of our great mountains around town, Sugarloaf or Tomaree, yet?
No, I actually haven't. You know, I didn't even know that was a thing. I think I haven't been told enough here.
Oh, get out to Tomaree. That is an absolute stunner. You'll love it.
Yeah, no, I'm going to have to do that at some point, definitely.
Very good.
Have you found a difference in, like, the pace of play or the game at all, moving from England over here?
Yeah, I'd say the game's definitely a lot faster. It's sort of a lot quicker. You're a lot more tired a lot of the time, which I sort of realised. But I feel like the games over here are sort of, every match is a real challenge. You know, every week you turn up expecting to play a real good side and have some good footy thrown at you. I think that's the difference for me.
Yeah, well, we look, I guess, forward to this week, and it is going to be a big game against a team in kind of a similar position to you guys. A few eyebrows raised when selections came out. Tyson Gamble moved to reserves. Is that just a product of you having such a strong spine, or is he carrying an injury? Can you tell us what's going on?
I'm actually not too sure myself. We haven't sort of, this is our sort of first day coming in since the game, so I couldn't actually answer that for you. But I think the good thing we have this year is we have such strong players in our spine that, you know, there's a lot of competition and there's a lot of opportunities for rotation if that is the case, but I literally couldn't answer that for you right now.
Okay. There you go. Well, like you said, it is a position that we are very fortunate to be in with a very strong spine. Fingers crossed they can help you out. We can get the Chockies on Friday. Best of luck. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
There you go. And good luck. Good luck to the guys for the game ahead.
And now for New FM's Weather Whiz Kid, Madison.
Kids World Adventure Playland. Jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtime, so stay all day. Open now, Charlestown and Green Hills. New FM's Weather Whiz Kid.
Good morning. My name is Madison Bellick. I am 10 years old in Year 5 at Elmore Vale Public School, and I am today's Weather Whiz Kid. Today's weather forecast is partly cloudy with possible showers later today, tops of 26 degrees. Right now, in Gilliston Heights, it's 12 degrees. Now, back to the Novos on 105.3 New FM.
Oh, my God, that was so good.
Now, a bit of behind-the-scenes action for those listening, you know, along in the car. Before we had the Weather Whiz Kid, Madison was like, I got this sorted. Very, very confident. Justifiably so.
Yeah,
I think you have smashed that. So
thank
confident.
Yeah. Very well done. You should be very proud of yourself. Now, is there anyone you're wanting to shout out this morning?
Yes, there is a couple people. So, my mum, my dad, and my brother.
I'll tick it off the boxes first. Yeah, right. The good books. Well done.
And sorted. Yeah, very good.
And my favourite singer, Stephen Sanchez, because I'm going to his concert at the end of this month.
Oh.
And I'm really excited.
Oh, that is amazing.
That is so exciting. You said as well that you celebrated a birthday not long ago, April Fool's Day. Was that maybe like a present for your birthday, a concert?
Little tickets? Or?
Yes, it was. It was like my main present.
Excellent.
And I was really happy. I actually cried when I got the tickets.
Oh, bless. Well, congratulations. And because you've had your birthday as well, Madison, you've scored yourself very own birthday party at Kids World Adventure Playland where you can jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtimes to stay all day. They're open now, Charlestown and Green Hills. You can put kidsworldplay.com.au or just come in and read a few sentences, like Madison here. You score it for free.
That is a good, like, dollars per hour work, isn't it?
Well, a very happy birthday from us to you.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you enjoy the concert as well later this month. Yeah. You've absolutely smashed it.
Yeah, very well done. Easy as that. Remember, if you want to register, newfm.com.au. Few details in.
New FM.
The Novos. The Novos.
I'm not sure if you guys have heard. I went camping on the weekend. Oh, a long weekend. Sad. I was not sure if I've mentioned that at all yet. I was in the Blue Mountains with my partner Siobhan. Romantic getaway, of course.
Did you have a glass of wine?
Oh, we had a few glasses of wine, if you don't mind.
Were you in the bush?
No, we weren't in the bush.
Just in and around it sort of thing.
Yeah, there was bush around, I suppose.
Fair enough. Yeah.
But I think it's funny. Sometimes it's not until you go away from home that you realise how small the world is.
Yeah. It's true.
While I was in the Blue Mountains, ran into a couple from Mayfield, of all places. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, you just get talking. You seem vaguely familiar. And it happens all the time. Like, you'll be sitting on Kuta Beach in Bali, you know, enjoying a bing-tang, and then all of a sudden, there's someone you went to school with.
Yeah,
or, you know,
okay.
Someone you work with, or the world is such a small place.
Well, speaking of being in a place enjoying a thing, I was in Melbourne enjoying some sushi at a sushi train, and there in the seats next to us was this girl I went to school with. Like high school, hadn't seen us since high school.
It's crazy, isn't it?
The coincidences that happen in, you know, a random sushi train in Melbourne to be next to someone you went to school with, that is extraordinary.
Well, like, even like going on holidays or even when you've moved like hours and hours away, like when I lived in Wollongong or Mudgee, the amount of people that I would see on a weekend just come for like a weekend trip from school when I used to play football, all that type of stuff, all the time.
Just randomly showing up.
Yep.
It is extraordinary.
The world is such a small place. What I thought we could do on 4967-4105 is who did you run into while away?
Brendan in Cessnock, who did you run into?
I ran into a mate from work. We're in Thailand on a surprise honeymoon.
Oh.
And, we sitting there one morning watching the Snapchat stories and I heard this laugh. I scrolled out the map and he was only 10 minutes away from us.
Oh, and you know what? This is like a modern way of doing it, isn't it? Because on a lot of these apps, you can see location-based where they are. Did you catch up for a beer or...?
Yeah, we caught up and did every bar on Bengal Road. It was pretty good.
I was going to say, how is the new wife feeling about you organising a mate there in Thailand with you? Seems a little bit suspicious if you ask me.
Oh, this is so funny. All right, let's head over now to Toronto with Sharon. Good morning. What's your story for us?
Okay, so I'm a support worker and we have six people in our team that work with the one fella.
Mm-hmm.
So we've both taken holidays at the same time, but we don't actually work together because it's a one-on-one, so we just cross over.
Yeah.
So she's taken holidays and I've taken holidays. I'm going on a cruise.
Ooh.
And we're, you know how you can't check in until 1 o'clock because your rooms aren't ready?
Correct, yep.
So they press a little dimer and we all went to our rooms. And coming down the corridor from the other way was the girl I work with.
Oh.
On the same cruise at the same floor as well.
Not only that, next door to each other.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I love that.
That's amazing. Even when you book with your family or your friends, you never get on the same deck or the same room, but next door to each other.
That is extraordinary.
I reckon you made that up to try and get a prize. Seems too good to be true.
You know what? I agree. I think Sharon's just made it up. Let's go to Lake Mac next. Susanna, what's your story?
Yeah, hi. When I was 18, I worked for an orthodontist for 6 years back in WA, mm-hmm. and I left him when I was about 24 to travel Europe and never seen him again. And then went to the business lounge at the airport in Sydney to catch a flight back home to Perth, and I bumped into his wife and him munching on caviar and champagne, and she looked at me and I looked at her and we were like, oh my God, I haven't seen you for 30 years.
Oh, far out. That's a long
time. Done well to recognise each other 30
yeah.
years later.
Oh, exactly, yeah. I recognised her, and then she looked at me funny, and then when she looked back, she called over her husband, and he came running over, and it was just like, yeah, it was so great.
What a reunion.
Also,
it was.
Quite flex that you're in the business lounge there as well, Susanna. You've done all right for yourself. I'm hearing you.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
So I was driving home from footy training last night.
Yeah, from the great Pastor Fields.
Yeah, yeah, for the mighty Carter Forks. Yeah. On my way home, and as I got to, what's it? It's like Turton Road there, where the entertainment centre is.
Oh, yeah.
And Griffiths, that's it. The corner of Turton and Griffiths Road.
Yeah.
It was so busy. Mm. I was like, what is going on? What's happening?
What's going on here?
Tom Jones was playing at the entertainment centre.
Of course.
No, classic.
Oh, well, that's it. And you know what? It's what winds me up every time there's a big event there
yeah.
is, of course, there's cars everywhere, and that's fine. You expect that.
Yeah.
But I hate the $10 parking sign all of a sudden for the showgrounds. You can park at the showgrounds 99% of the time, free. Then the capitalists, they get out there, they get their little picket $10 sign, and someone starts, they've got, of course, like a little fanny pack they're holding there.
Yeah.
They take your $10 notes, no worries.
Well, that's how the venue, the Encent, makes part of their money. That's how they get a profit, is through your parking.
Stephen's against it.
You can park there 99% of the time for free.
Nope, I say that's what you get. If you want to go into Newcastle or Broadmeadow and there's a thing on, you got to pay to
do
park.
You, Ari,
yes,
question.
What? Yes, what?
Do you own a share in this parking racket?
No, but I think I should because I'd be earning a monster.
I was going to say, what's stopping me getting my own bum bag and standing like 5 metres ahead of the people there and just taking $10?
I won't tell on you if you do that.
Well, well, we know where you'll be on the next concert, Stephen. You'll be out there earning a dollar. And I am blown away by this. A very popular game that has just launched on Nintendo DS. That's the, like, handheld gaming system.
Mm. Are you sure it's not the Nintendo Switch? DS is still a thing?
It says downloadable content. So, obviously, right, you can download it on any of them.
Sure. Online store or whatever.
Yeah. For $36.99, the best part of $40, you can buy Lawn Mowing Simulator Landmark Edition Mow on the Go.
I'm sorry, but when does chores become a fun game? Like, what is that about?
This is my question, because, and here's a bit of the description for you.
Okay.
Physically authentic lawn mowing experience. To keep the gameplay as authentic as possible, the game involves much more than just hopping onto a lawnmower and going for it. Ground checks, choice of blade height, as well as monitoring your engine and doing daily mowing business, like putting attachments like mulching kits on. Oh my God, how is this a thing? That is what the game is doing. They have made money out of... How are they making money out of this?
This is ridiculous.
Sheepishly, I am going to defend this.
Why?
What?
I think sometimes, and TikTok is a big part of this,
okay.
You see time-lapse style videos of people doing lawn transformations. Sitting on a lawnmower and you go, oh, wow, look how cool this is. It is really satisfying.
Are you
like
joking?
Really satisfying.
Lawn mowing is one of the worst jobs out there. Why does anyone want to?
And it takes so long.
Do that on their spare time in a fake world.
And I agree that lawn mowing is not a fun job to do particularly. But watching someone else do a lawn transformation is relaxing inherently. It's the same as, do you guys ever watch like cleaning videos?
No.
Maybe like clean a car or something like that. I don't know, there's something just so satisfying about the declutter of a room or the transformation of a lawn.
I mean, again, if you're making a game out of a chore, why don't you just do the real thing?
No, because the real thing is, like, you know, hot and sweaty and you get grass stuck to you and it stinks and all those bits and bobs.
I cannot understand this, but it is obviously big misses because not only do they have that, but as additional add-ons, you can get the lawn mowing simulator Dino Safari, where you mow around dinosaurs.
Oh my God!
Up Stevens Alley.
Take my
Jurassic
money.
Jurassic Park.
Take my money.
Oh yeah, I've got that
God,
ready to go.
I am broke. How much is this costing?
Another $7.49 on top.
Yeah, sold.
All right, so if you'll buy that, I've got some more games, because obviously people are full-on idiots, right?
Business okay. ideas.
So if people will buy a lawn mowing video game, okay. right, how about this? And because obviously rhyming is a big part of selling the game, because they've got mow on the go.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So how about this? Vacuum zoom. You go around vacuuming the house and, oh, you've missed a spot of dust in the corner there. Make sure you get the edges, change the attachments, all that sort of thing to, like, the brushy kind of one.
Brilliant.
That one for the corners, under the edges, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. How much are you marketing this at?
Well, if lawn mowing's $36, vacuuming, what, $40 maybe?
Yeah, there's probably a market there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, this is so easy. How about this
one? You've got to make the game first.
Nah, this is, hey, that's easy. Just let the computer do that. How about this? How about this one? Bop and mop, right? It's a cross between Dance Dance Revolution and mopping. So you, like, you dance around, like, the mop bucket and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And you, oh, you get extra points if you don't miss a spot or if you, like, you know, clean it really well, that sort of thing.
So if you're bopping while mopping, does that mean you get to, like, have a selection, like, of songs?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Ooh. You get your dance moves and your mopping all in one go.
I think this is a pass, Grebo.
No?
No.
You let that vacuuming one go?
Yeah, I don't think mopping is as satisfying. Like, watching a room get mopped, you don't really see the difference as much as the other things.
All right, how about this one? This one might be more up your alley. You know, you talked about those cleaning videos being so popular out in the garden.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Power wash Bosch.
Yes.
A power washing video
yes.
game.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, look at that driveway. It goes from dark grey to light grey.
That's the winner. That is the one.
All okay. right, done. I'll sort it. I'm going to make better be rich off this.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now, we've just jumped into a brand new month, okay? The month of April, the month of possibilities, if you will, which also means,
famously.
Of course, we've also had to endure, obviously, a series of pranks for April Fool's Day, which is early this week. On Monday, I'm pretty sure it was, wasn't it?
Yeah. The thing is, though, that yesterday it was April Fool's Day in the States because of the time difference, obviously.
That's right.
So some of the big corporations, most of the biggest corporations in the world based in the US, jump on board. And it is...
They have a bit of fun.
It's a dangerous day to make any real announcement, isn't it?
Oh, you got to be so careful.
You just hold on
yeah.
for the next day.
Yeah.
Yeah, always hope that your marketing team will tell you what days not to put out a new product. Well, this is how I feel about this. So locally, obviously nationally, overseas, we've also been a victim to a number of these businesses leading us down the garden path, and I'm not happy about it. It's probably the most attested time of year because companies like to play tricks, like by falsely releasing their new products to get us all excited.
I think it's a bit of fun.
Well, I've fallen victim to a couple of these.
Oh, God. What have you... What
got
you? What
are we doing, like, best of April Fool's type stuff?
I reckon we should because I'm just... Yeah, I'm so cranky. Okay, so the main one that I've fallen victim to is Subway Australia, posting on their socials the other day on April 1st, Subway's version of garlic bread, but in the form of fairy bread. So putting sprinkles on their, like, foot-long bread.
Foot-long fairy bread would be pretty cool.
And absolutely.
And also, Subway cater for parties.
That's
so
it.
Imagine you get, like, a couple of subs, and then just as, like, your dessert platter, you got some fairy bread.
And it's not out of the realm of possibility. Like, I feel as if the cleverest ones are just a little bit close to the line.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. Could happen. But haven't happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
What I saw is, you know, the Farmers Union iced coffee?
Yeah.
Oh, I love them. Yeah.
Yeah. So they said they were bringing out an iced coffee brie and even did up a little picture of it, like brie cheese. To be a coffee brie.
Oh, that's gross.
Obviously released on April 1st, though, so obviously fake.
Would you try it if it was real?
No, not for me.
Okay, all right.
Another one I saw was somebody just put on a local Facebook community page. So, like, Oh, guys, did anyone notice all over Glendale at the moment, petrol's $1.20?
Yes. Oh, my God. I saw this and I thought, no, they're lying. They have to be lying. That's the one
people
thing.
People in the comments, which place? Where is it? All that sort of stuff.
You've been swindled.
Yeah.
A man who does have his finger on the pulse for a lot of this sort of stuff is our producer, Scott Shippey from Pell. Were there any that kind of stood out to you?
Oh, look, there was heaps. There was a lot of them got my attention. The one that I thought was a prank that is not actually a prank is that Aldi is releasing a clothing line.
Yes, I saw this.
Thought that was going to be, oh, that's all April Fool's.
So silly to release any real news on April Fool's Day.
Yeah, it all fell around that time. But again, the catalogue's out today and it's saying that it's real. So I fell for that one and then went, oh, I didn't fall for anything. Yeah. So the other ones that got my attention were, I'm a Today Show man through and through, but Channel 7 came out saying that Matt Shervington was leaving Sunrise to go and pursue his Olympic career again. And the other one was that Jim from Jim's Mowing has decided to run for state politics.
One, I'm going to dump us all in as well. There's nothing Jim can't do.
No, that seems possible.
Man of many skills.
Yeah.
I'm going to dump us all in. One that did fool the three of us in studio here is the one from Transport New South Wales.
Oh, no,
where they announced the new clothing line from recycled bus and train seats. Obviously, the fabric is so famous. It's so synonymous with the transport system.
That sort of swirly blue and yellow colour.
Like, basically, for something from the 90s, like a 90s sweater.
They put that exactly on sweaters, on shirts, stuff like that. It got the three of us.
All of us.
Hands
like,
up, it got the three of us.
Yeah.
We all, who would buy that, you know, all that sort of gear? And then, hang on a second, what's the date of that story again? April Fools. We're done in. The trick to a lot of us.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Now, I have made an executive decision on what my next side hustle will be, guys.
Okay, entrepreneur Ari, back at it again.
Well, not really entrepreneur, more so an area that I want to move into. So I've been watching the latest season of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, right? You know, the one with, like, Robert Irwin's co-hosting now.
The real crush. Motives.
Anyway, so I'm watching it and whatever. You know how in the show they've got, like, these little stand-up pieces? They just do, like, pieces to camera, you know, Julia and Robert. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm watching, like, looking at what they're wearing lately, and I've noticed their footwear kind of matches. And I'm like, what are those pieces of footwear? They look quite nice. They're like matching sets of Adidas branded sneakers. So I'm thinking that I just want to be the next co-host of the show, as well as this show, so I can get free Adidas footwear sneakers.
I reckon there's probably easier ways to get yourself some sneakers.
Yeah, but you get them
free. A few steps to get through before then.
Oh, my God. Also, if you're on that show, you can afford your own sneakers.
You reckon?
You can buy any sneakers you want. I reckon they're on. There's no way they're doing that for less than, like, 50 grand a year.
Yeah, but it's like that saying, you know, things taste better or feel better when they're free.
That is true.
Nothing better than free sneakers, I suppose.
You've got me there.
And I guess this is a PSA to be aware and what to look out for, because two Aussie sporting greats have been caught up in a scam, which is knocking about online.
Oh, dear.
They're not the ones being scammed, though. Rather, their likeness is being used, I guess, as pawns to scam other people.
Is this like an AI?
It's like a deepfake type video. Okay. You see those deepfake videos of, and there's been ones knocking about of, like, Joe Biden and Trump ahead of the US presidential election.
Yeah. Sure.
And they are scary realistic. Yeah. I don't know if you guys have come across them, but they look and sound like the person they're meant to be imitating.
And as well, there's some tricks that they use, like turning the resolution down.
So you think your computer's buffering or something?
Yeah, so you're sort of squinting at it going, is that really Biden? Is he really saying that? You go, hang on a second. Everything else is crystal clear.
I mean, an example that's not so sinister was, do you guys remember on TikTok, all those videos going around
of Elvis Presley and stuff?
People covering current songs. Like,
yes.
Yeah, deceased artists covering current songs. You're like, oh my God, that sounds exactly like that person.
Mm. Yes.
Similar technology, but used in a more sinister way, like I alluded to.
Nefarious, yeah.
So a fake interview between Sam Kerr and Matt Shervington has, you know, surfaced online, convincing people to sign up for a dodgy investment platform.
So in the video, and it looks like they're just doing a little like piece on sunrise, you know, where should you best spend your money from a Australian sporting hero? I don't know.
Sure.
Yeah. Looks like it could be one of those.
Like a fluff piece.
Yeah, yep. Fluff piece. And in said video, Sam Kerr says, don't believe me? Give me $375 and I'll turn it into $1 million in 2 to 3 months.
Yeah, I still wouldn't trust him.
I mean, it seems too good to be true, doesn't it? Yeah.
That's usually the message. If it seems too good to be true, it is.
Well, how they get you, though, is they ask for an initial investment. This is according to several sources.
Yep.
Of $250. And you will see a return on that $250. So they give you like a bit of, you know, money back and they go, oh, $250 you've invested. No worries. Here's a grand. Now, would you like to invest more?
There you go. This is actually very clever, but so dangerous.
So they lull you into a false sense of security almost by going, well, look here, you've
already made
money. It's in your bank account. That's all yours. Well done. And then they get you for more. So some people have allegedly lost tens of thousands of dollars already. This is individuals have lost tens of thousands of dollars. Just be alert and be aware, because it is scary with technology now, how realistic they can make these videos.
Absolutely.
Because, it looks perfectly like the person, but it is not that person, and it is just a scam, isn't it?
Mm. I guess the thing to remember is if it seems too good to be true, it probably is. And just warn your less tech-savvy, you know, family members and friends, those maybe of the older generation who aren't so comfortable on social media.
Thanks for this warning, Stephen.
Yeah, I'm warning you. I'm looking at you, Mark Cooper.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Hey, that's us pretty much done for the day. We've got, of course, John in Head and Greeter, a little bit of housekeeping. He told us about a secret toilet spot. You want to hear where that is? Got to go on the podcast. He's won himself a family pass to go off to the Hunter Valley Wildlife Park, which is awesome.
Oh, thank you.
And for I think it's for April, the kids get in free. Two kids get in free with
two kids paying adult, which is pretty good.
That is a great deal and a great use for the school holidays ahead. But that's it for us. We're done for the day and we'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, have a good one.
Bye.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.